It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll find out how war and conflict has created a generation of displaced scientists and how some groups are trying to get their careers and research back on track.
First, the city of Chicago filed a lawsuit today against the Trump administration's Department of Justice for threatening to cut federal funding to sanctuary cities like Chicago.
The Trump administration has criticized sanctuary cities for not doing more to crack down on illegal immigration when undocumented immigrants are detained on charges that are unrelated to their immigration status. Sanctuary cities generally do not comply with federal requests to turn them over to immigration authorities for possible deportation.
Nadav Shoked is an associate professor and expert in local government law at Northwestern University's Pritzker School of Law. Nadav, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, how much power does the Federal Department of Justice have to cut various forms of federal funding to these so-called sanctuary cities?
Well, it always depends on what specific source of funding they're going after, and that's why the litigation we're seeing now here in Chicago is different from the one already, 4 months in Northern Cal. What's going on now in Chicago is that this very specific grant that the federal government awards to local governments for specific policing services has been threatened by the federal government, and the city claims that the Justice Department has no power to do that.
And this lawsuit from Chicago, it's just an announcement at this point, but what kind of grounds could the city use to challenge what the Department of Justice is threatening to do?
It's beyond the announcement. They actually filed a complaint based on the department's announcement. The grounds for Chicago's claim are varied, but the strongest one is the argument that what the administration is trying to do here is actually something that only Congress can do. So Congress created this specific grant, the Byrne grant, to cities and set specific criteria for the award of that grant. Specifically, those criteria have to do with the size of the state and the amount of violent crime taking place there. That statute, so the city claims, leaves no discretion to the administration, to the Justice Department, for imposing new conditions as they are now. Basically, these conditions that requires the city to help the federal government in finding, basically, illegal immigrants.
Do we see this kind of issue often where the federal government tries to put strings on federal funding to kind of leverage cooperative behavior from a local or a state government?
Well, that's a good point. And indeed, we find those things very often. The Supreme Court has again and again pretty much gave the federal government a blank check based on this idea that, yes, there are things that the federal government cannot do itself because in our system, a lot of powers are reserved to the state. So for example, the federal government cannot tell the state of Illinois or the city of Chicago how to run its schools. But it can condition the grant of money on such changes to Chicago or Illinois schooling policies. The famous case is a case from the 80s whereby in order to get money for highways, states had to adjust their minimum drinking age, push it up to 21, that is. And the Supreme Court said that's fine, as long as there's some connection between highways and people drinking, and there is, you can do it. So the same applies here. The federal government can condition money it grants to the Chicago police or to the San Francisco police on the Chicago police or San Francisco police doing something. The argument here is that the federal government has not really done it because Congress, who's the one who has the power to do it, did not do it.
Nadav Shoked is with us from Northwestern University, the School of Law. They are looking at this lawsuit from the city of Chicago targeting the Department of Justice. That federal department wants to cut off certain kinds of federal funding for Chicago for being a so-called a sanctuary committee dealing with illegal immigration. Let's give a listen to Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel talking about the decision to file this lawsuit. He was talking on the radio show Connected to Chicago.
We're not going to actually auction off our values as a city. So on Monday morning, the city of Chicago is going to the court and take the Justice Department to court based on this. We find it unlawful and unconstitutional to be, as a city, coerced on a policy.
So unconstitutionally, says, to be coerced on this policy by the threat to cut off funding. From what you said about the U.S. Supreme Court, that idea that this is unconstitutional might not hold water.
Well, it would not hold water had Congress done this. But Congress did not do this. The Justice Department itself, that is to say the executive, did it. There's hardly any doubt that Congress could enact a statute, could change this specific law to say that you can only apply and get these funds from this specific burn grant. You can only apply and get it if you collaborate with the immigration authorities. But Congress did not do that. So Chicago's claim here, at the end of the day, when you look at what's the real claim in the lawsuit, it's not so much this idea of the federal intervention in state or local government affairs as it is this idea of the administration intruding on the territory of Congress, the administration adding conditions to a law that Congress has enacted without those conditions. And that is actually a very strong argument.
Now, there are different definitions out there of what a sanctuary city is, but looking at this particular case, Nadav, would a ruling in this case affect other cities, other states around the country?
Well, that's a fair question. To a great extent, it has to do with the money involved. That is to say, so say that the city loses this case. What happens there? Well, the city then has two options, either abide by the requirement that the administration is now making, which are specifically to allow federal agents access to the city's detention centers, and also to give the administration notice before they release any alien. So that's option one, just abide by it and take the money. Option two is just say, I'm not doing this, but then I'm not taking the money. Now, to what extent is option two a viable option? That depends on how much money is involved. And with respect to this very specific grant, that's not a lot of money. So if you look at 2016, which is the last full budget year, Chicago got roughly $2.3 million under this specific grant. The Chicago overall budget for that year was more than $7.8 billion. So this is less than 0.03% of the budget. So even if Chicago loses this legal battle, which I don't think is particularly likely, but say it does lose it, it in all likelihood will just tell the federal government, fine, I'm not taking the money. It's not such a huge amount of money from my perspective, and I'll continue on doing what I'm doing. And that would probably apply to most cities. For many cities in the U.S., my guess, almost all of them, this is not a major component of their budget, definitely not something for which they're going to sell off what they perceive as their values.
But even though these budgets in these cities can be large, they're often tight. There's not always a lot of wiggle room in budgets. Is this enough that, at least in some places facing a tough budget year, this could be a significant enough amount of money that it changes their behavior?
Look, I mean, it's tough to predict because they'd also have to calculate here political actors' calculations, but it's tough for me to imagine many cities just dropping their sanctuary policies just because of this. Now, if the federal government tries to go after beefier sums of money, that is to say other grants, especially even if they're going after grants that don't actually go to the police, that's a lot of money. And if they're successful at that, then that's a ginormous legal question, whether they'll be successful at that. If they are successful at that, then I think you're totally right, that many cities, including some of the most affluent ones, whether it's in California or New York, will have to rethink their policies.
Would that be a taller constitutional hurdle, though, if the federal government said, I don't know, we're going to cut off your parks restoration funding because of this law enforcement and immigration issue? Would that be easier to challenge in a lawsuit?
It will be easier to challenge in a lawsuit, and that's exactly the lawsuit that's been going on in the Northern District of California for the last few months, a lawsuit brought by the County of Santa Clara, where they argued that the original executive order issued by the president seemed to imply that the federal government will cut all grants to sanctuary cities, and that the Santa Clara, the lawyers there argued, and the court seemed at least sympathetic to the claim by issue because it did issue a stay, that would be unconstitutional because then a lot of these grants the administration just has no discretion in their allocation. They'll have to change statutes, and obviously Congress is not doing that. Other grants, you could just argue that are completely unrelated to policing. So maybe there you will have this issue of, is the federal government actually allowed to condition the granting of money on doing this? So that is totally true, that if they go beyond just the specific grants to policing, they're entering a very, very problematic legal territory.
Nadav,
and that's why, to be fair, they haven't tried to do it yet.
Nadav, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Nadav Shoked is an associate professor and expert in local government law at Northwestern University's Pritzker School of Law. He joined us to talk about the city of Chicago's announcement that it's going to sue, it is suing, the Department of Justice for efforts to cut certain federal funding to sanctuary cities.